From Spark and Anvil and Curiosity Quest, this is Revise in Chapter 1 of the Curiosity Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Revise was a small mouse. She had bright eyes and soft gray and cream fur. She also had a very special pencil. The pencil was as long as her whole body. She carried it over her shoulder like a banner. One end had a sharp lead point. The other had a soft pink eraser. The eraser end was worn down and smooth. It was the side she used the most, and it was the side she was most proud of. When she worked on a problem, she wrote with the pointy end. But what if her answer was wrong?
Simple. She'd flip the pencil around in one quick move. Flip. She'd use the eraser to carefully wipe the old answer away. Then she would write the new one. That flip was her favorite move. It was the most important move you could make. It was how you got smarter. Some people feel embarrassed when they get something wrong, Revise would say. They think they have to apologize. Not me, she would puff out her small chest. Changing your mind is the proudest thing you can do. It's how you learn anything new. If you never change your mind, you stay stuck. But if you revise your answer, you move forward. Revising is advancing. Revise grew up in a small village. Her family had a very important job. They were the village's letter writers. They wrote to other villages, to big shot officials, and even to traders from faraway lands. Writing a good letter took a lot of work. You couldn't just write it once. You had to write a first draft, and a second, and a third. A letter writer who stuck with their first try wasn't very good, but a writer who revised their work over and over until every word was perfect, that was a writer you could trust. Revise learned this early. Revising wasn't a mistake. It was the most important part of the job.
One day, she came to the Curiosity Quest Academy. The headmaster, Lumen, had one question for her. What is intellectual humility? Revise didn't even have to think. It means being brave enough to change your mind when you learn something new, she said. She held up her pencil. Being wrong is how you get smarter. Flipping this pencil is the proudest move there is. The eraser is my favorite part. Revising is how you move forward. Lumen smiled. You're hired. On the first day of class, Revise always did the same thing. She would stand in front of her students and hold up her long pencil. Then, with a flick of her wrist, she would flip it high in the air. Whoosh! The pink eraser end would catch the light as it came down.
I am Revise, she'd say. I am here to teach you about intellectual humility. That's a big phrase for a simple idea. It's about flipping the pencil. She'd look around the room. When you find out your answer is wrong, what do? You flip the pencil. You erase. You write the new answer. That flip is the proudest move you can make. It's how we all learn. She had a few simple rules for her students. First, your answer is not you. Getting an answer wrong doesn't make you a bad kid. They are two different things. Second, welcome new facts. If something proves your old answer was wrong, that's a gift. It shows you exactly what to fix. Third, three wrong tries are not three failures. They are three new clues. They tell you what the answer isn't. Fourth, say I was wrong. Say it clearly. Don't say, well, I was sort of close. Just be proud and say you were wrong. Fifth, write the new answer. Don't just erase the old one and stop. The new answer is the step forward. Sixth, remember that revising is advancing. The only way to stay stuck is to refuse to change. And seventh, keep your eraser soft. A worn-down eraser is a sign of a brain that has learned a lot. She would often show her students her pencil. Look, she'd say, pointing with a tiny claw. My eraser is more worn down than my pencil lead. That makes me proud.
It means I have been wrong many, many times. And each time I flipped my pencil. Each time I learned something new. Each flip was a step forward.
Sometimes a student would ask, "But isn't it hard to admit you were wrong?" Revise would just smile. "It's not hard," she'd say. "It's just flipping a pencil. Feeling stuck just means your first try wasn't your last one. Being wrong is how we learn." Then she would flip her pencil. The pink eraser would catch the lamplight. It was time to begin again.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Revise. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.